I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest Southwest Iowa news on KJAN. The Iowa Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal of a case involving the strip search of female students at the Atlantic High School. The High Court will review an October decision from the Iowa Court of Appeals, which ruled 2-1 that the Atlantic Community School District did not have to release the type of discipline taken against an assistant principal and guidance counselor responsible for improperly strip searching the teenage girls. The appeals court said discipline cases were exempt from the state's public record laws, except in the case of firing. Speaking with KJAN News Friday morning, Atlantic School District Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein offered his opinion on the Supreme Court's decision.
If it needs to be determined at that level, then I certainly defer to the wisdom of the state Supreme Court to make that decision. But other than that, I think all the arguments have already been made.
Amstein said the only thing the district can do now is to wait for the matter to be resolved.
I think that it's an important case, but I think the district still stands on the original merits of that case, and that we believe that employee discipline records are confidential.
American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa filed a lawsuit seeking the information. ACLU Executive Director Ben Stone says this is a good sign for their case.
The original appeal, we did manage to get a divided opinion from the three appeals judges. So we were intrigued with the idea of, maybe we could convince the court that it would be worth having them look at it. And so we're really quite pleased that the really important issues in this case are going to be examined by the Supreme Court.
Stone says this is a very specific situation that they're seeking information on, and they believe it's important for the parents of the district to know.
Were they given a slap on the wrist? Were they actually given more than that? How seriously does the school district take its responsibility to protect children from illegal searches, especially invasive searches like strip searches? So we're really pleased that the High Court's going to have a chance to explore that issue, and hopefully we'll get a good result.
The strip searches happened in August of 2009 in a locker room at the school after a classmate reported the theft of $100 from her purse, but no money was found. The district later issued a statement saying after the investigation of all the facts involving the searches of several girls at the Atlantic High School, the Atlantic Community School District has determined the searches violated the school's policy and state law regarding school searches. The school district acknowledges that the girls involved did nothing wrong. The district also paid $300,000 to settle a lawsuit filed by the families of the three girls who were subject to the strip search. The superintendent of a Western Iowa school district Friday released a statement involving one of his principals. Joel Foster confirmed earlier reports of both the district and the Harrison County Sheriff's Office is investigating principal and girls basketball coach Mike Lofton's alleged actions at the West Harrison High School in Mount Damon. The investigation was launched after an incident allegedly took place on January 20th. A 15-year-old freshman girl claimed that Lofton pulled off her breakaway pants down to her knees in front of her fellow students, leaving her exposed in her underwear. The teen, who is a guard on the girls' basketball team, told authorities the incident took place outside of a locker room just before the team was about to board a bus for a game. The superintendent said that once the investigation is complete, the school board will take appropriate action. An Atlantic man was arrested Thursday on drug charges. The Atlantic Police Department reported Friday 51-year-old Ricky Dean Anderson was taken into custody on a warrant for a controlled substance violation and on a felony charge of possession of a controlled substance. Anderson was being held in the Cass County Jail pending a court appearance. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Deputy Brian Miller and his canine partner Francisco have scored another drug bust. Sheriff's Department spokesman Sergeant Dwayne Ritchie told KJAN News Friday that Deputy Miller stopped a 2011 Ford Escape for excessive speeding on I-80 eastbound at the 8-mile marker near Council Bluffs at around 2:40 p.m. Thursday.
Deputy Miller asked for a vehicle search. The subject refused, but consented to giving the service dog a free air sniff around the vehicle. And Francisco was deployed. He alerted. A PC search was then conducted in the rear hatchback of the vehicle, and Brian located 22 pounds of marijuana in three separate bags.
41-year-old John Roll of River Pines, California, was taken into custody on charges of possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver, prohibited acts, and for violation of a drug tax stamp. The man was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. You may recall at the beginning of the month, Miller and Francisco recovered 45 pounds of marijuana from a vehicle that Deputy Miller had stopped on I-80 just 3 miles from where Thursday's arrest took place. Two men, one from California, the other from Minnesota, were arrested on similar charges. Officials of the Iowa Department of Public Safety said Friday investigators with the State Fire Marshal's Division and Mills County Sheriff's Office are looking for 30-year-old Jason Anthony Vasquez. Vasquez is wanted on an arrest warrant for second-degree arson and second-degree burglary in connection with an incident which occurred on February 12, 2011, just after 7 a.m. On that date, a manufactured home located at 516 Indian Avenue in Hastings was broken into and its contents intentionally set on fire. The investigation revealed that two subjects, 32-year-old Domingo Ace Vasquez and his brother Jason Vasquez, were involved in an argument with family members in Council Bluffs in the early morning hours of February 12, 2011. The brothers then returned to the home in Hastings, where those family members were storing personal belongings, and ignited the personal items. Warrants for the arrest of both Domingo and Jason Vasquez were issued in Mills County on Thursday, January 19th of this year. And on Friday, the following day, Domingo Ace Vasquez was arrested by the Fremont County Sheriff's Office. He's in custody at the Mills County Jail facing charges of second-degree arson and second-degree burglary. Jason Vasquez remains at large and is believed to be in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should immediately contact 911. The Harlan Police Department said Friday that four teens were arrested recently in connection with tobacco or alcohol-related violations. On January 19th, 17-year-old Conrad Heilig of Shelby and 16-year-old Derek Anderson of Harlan were cited for being minors in possession of tobacco after officers investigated a suspicious vehicle at J.J. Jensen Park. The next day, 17-year-olds Evan Shaben of Harlan and Joseph Koch of Woodbine were cited for being minors in possession of alcohol after officers patrolling the parking lot of the Harlan High School during a basketball game observed the teens in a vehicle with several empty beer cans nearby. And 16-year-old Ryan Hedgeland of Shelby was arrested January 24th after officers were dispatched to the Fairway Food Store for a person who had allegedly taken a carton of cigarettes without paying for them. Hedgeland was charged with fifth-degree theft and cited for being a minor in possession of tobacco. All of the teens were later released to the custody of an adult. A Harlan man was arrested last week on a charge of stalking his ex-wife twice in 1 week. According to the Harlan Police Department, a complaint was filed against 40-year-old Anthony Thrain on January 17th after he allegedly stalked his ex-wife Rebecca Shaben by repeatedly parking across the street from her home, following her around town, and driving past her place of employment. On January 20th, Thrain was found to be in violation of a no-contact order between him and Shaben. He was taken into custody and brought to the Shelby County Jail on a charge of violating the no-contact order and a second charge of stalking. The HPD said also that 41-year-old Troy Gerard Smith of Harlan was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse assault after he allegedly assaulted his girlfriend at a residence on 5th Street January 21st. That same day, 18-year-old Matthew Schuring of Harlan was arrested on a charge of public intoxication after Harlan police investigated a report of a person beating on a door in the 2100 block of 8th Street. And finally, in Western Iowa news, it's unlikely the 88 neglected dogs removed earlier this week from a property in northwest Iowa will be available for adoption anytime soon. Authorities say the dogs, mostly Cocker Spaniels, were living in filthy conditions with their coats matted in dried feces. Employees and volunteers at animal shelters in Carroll, Boone, Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, and Sioux City spent hours grooming the dogs and treating them for tooth decay and skin, ear, and bladder infections. Bob Citrullo, executive director of the Cedar Valley Humane Society in Cedar Rapids, says the dogs will remain in the shelters for a while.
Either the owners of the facility need to turn them over, which is what we would suggest, or if it becomes a legal battle, we have to wait to the outcome of that.
A press release from the Siouxland Humane Society identified the owner of the dogs as Mary Broderson of Rural Chiron. Officials say Broderson is a non-licensed dog breeder. The release also states that five dogs were found dead on the property. Charges in the case are pending. Josh Colvin with the Animal Rescue League of Iowa says donations are needed to help improve the dog's health.
Monetary donations help, you know, specifically for the Sac County animals, so they can definitely put that on there so we know that the funds are going for that. And then, of course, dog food always helps our shelter and helps the animals in need.
And that is a check of the latest Western Iowa news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.